The Work in the California Conference. St. Helena, California, March 3, 1908. I have carried a heavy burden for the past 3 years for the work in the California Conference, because the leaders were not keeping the way of the Lord. The Lord gave me a message for Elders Knox and Corliss, telling them that their administration must cease. I was instructed that Brethren Corliss and Knox had acted as rulers in the work of God, and that with the whip of forbiddings they had sought to control the workers. Thus, the will of the Lord was made a secondary consideration, while man was exercising a ruling power. I was shown that the Lord is greatly dishonored by those who suppose that they must be conscience for others, because the words and works of men were taking the place of the will and the way of the Lord. The messages of warning were not heeded. Self had gained the control. Self had climbed into the judgment seat, and the warning sent had no weight. The same spirit had taken possession of Elder Reeser, and his words and influence were undermining the belief of some in the testimonies. The Lord gave me a message for Elder Reeser, showing him very plainly that the Lord could not accept his work, and that his lording over God's heritage must come to an end. Elders Daniels, Irwin, Prescott, and Cottrell labored with him, and finally Elder Reeser came fully into line to do his work as president of the conference in a spirit of righteousness and humility. God wrought for our brother, and how gladly have we seen him change his course of action and devote his capabilities to building up the work of the cause of God. When a strong man thus becomes humble and amenable to the will of God, the Spirit of Christ can work upon his heart and mind and will, and bring him into blessed harmony with the divine. The Lord has given his people every opportunity to understand his holy requirements, that they may live in harmony with his will and gain a fitness to enter the city of God. Our publishing houses have been set in operation. Our schools have been established, that this purpose of the Lord might be carried out in correct lines.